Hey, morning guys. Still getting settled in. Thank you for tuning in. You're currently listening to BFF.FM here, broadcasting live in the Mission District in San Francisco. The show you're currently listening to right now is Fractal Chambers. And it's just, Fractal Chambers is essentially me and DJ Bakwaz alternating every other Saturday mornings. I play a lot more sentimental pop songs, more on the jangly side, and Bakwaz plays a lot of really fantastic international music from all walks. My name's Clementine, here with you for the next hour or so, playing a bunch of music like you just heard. That last one was by an Austin, Texas-based group called Trey Wee, and that's off of their first debut album, Poised to Flourish. The track is Shy, which is kind of obvious based off the lyrics of that song, but super duper fantastic. I'm a big fan. So about that band Trey Wee, it features ex-members of this band called Literature that used to be based out of Philadelphia. So a bunch of folks, or a group of them, moved to Texas to continue to make pop songs, and it's still carries that same vein of Literature where it's just like really upbeat, really like dancing and fun music. So I'm excited that they're still doing it and they still got it. So if you've been a listener of Fractal Chambers for a bit, you've probably heard tracks from their first single played on the show. First single is called Singles Going Nowhere. Got a chance to see them live at the Knockout a couple years ago, and they are absolutely fantastic. Really, as you would expect, they have really fantastic energy live. Alright, I'm gonna keep the music going with more stuff of that same vein. And also, that's a new release, so for the next hour or so, you're gonna hear a bunch of new releases as well. Everything you're going to hear is a new release within the last few things that have been recently released and things that will be released in a debut or a new album. Or I think I have a track that was released in January that I completely was off my radar, which is funky because this is one of my favorite bands. Anyways, we're going to hear a bunch of stuff from Boy Pablo, John Mouse, Beverly, Radio Department, and more. Thank you so much for tuning in. Up next, it's Boy Pablo. All right, see you in a bit. Enjoy.
I'm losing you. Oh, how can I? Water buffalo. Sometimes you catch a fish and you let it swim.
Hey there! Thank you for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever. We're an internet radio station that broadcasts live in the Mission District in beautiful, sunny San Francisco. It's pretty sunny today, which is quite nice. It's been a bit drab this past week, but hooray! Things are bright again, so you can enjoy the sunny day and listen to indie pop. Alright, cool. Anyways, that last track you just heard is from a new group called Beverly, and that song is called Victoria off of the album The Blue Swell, which isn't out yet, but will be on May 6th, released by K9 Records, which is a fantastic, super fantastic label that does a bunch of dream pop, indie pop stuff. I'm a big fan of all the releases, like literally all the releases. That's how good they are. That Beverly features Drew Citron and Scott Rosenthal. It's power duo in my opinion. And that album was produced by Kip Berman of Pains of Being Pure at Heart, which is a Fractal Chambers show favorite or personal Clementine favorite. Prior to Beverly, you heard John Mouse with his new single Episode. That's actually going to be on a forthcoming album called Addendum that will be released next week on April 20th. And it's going to be a part of an entire career-spanning box set, which features like 6 albums, songs, Love is Real, We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves, collections of rarities and previously unreleased materials, and Screen Memories, which was released just last year. And so that's a whole powwow power set of albums by John Mouse. I'm a big fan. He does a bunch of, like that track has demonstrated, he does a bunch of great, minimal pseudo, I want to call it pseudo apocalyptic. It's just really dark, but really whole tracks. I don't really know. I'm not the best at describing music, but I'm a big fan of John Mouse. He toured with Aerial Pink for a bit, and also was a member of, or toured with Panda Bear. So he's really, really talented guy who isn't really joking around, I guess. Anyways, prior to John Mouse, you heard Sussy with Chlorine. That's off of their new album Material that was, I don't know if it's been released yet or will be released. It's been released. There are tapes available from Tosca Tapes. With Sussy is Susanna Radushak from British Columbia. She's a powerhouse. All the songs on that album were written, performed, and recorded by her. She was previously in a band called Bridal Party, which was another, fantastic band from Victoria. And fun fact about that track is that I believe her mom is featured, or at least according to their Bandcamp, she credits Mum on the track that you heard, Chlorine. I don't know if Mum is an actual person or like a name of a nickname of a person or her actual mother, but regardless, really, really fun pop song. Kind of pseudo reminds me of Parenthetical Girls back in the day. Anyways, kicking off that set, you heard Boy Pablo with Losing You. That's a single that was released off of 777 Lucky Numbers. Anyways, Boy Pablo is... they're based out of Norway. The band is headed by a 19-year-old boy named Pablo Munoz. And Boy Pablo, some history behind that. They first gained popularity when they released a single off of YouTube, and it just a bunch of really fantastic blogs picked it up, and that single was a huge banger. Really, really great, refreshing pop music that's slightly melodramatic, but that's fair given the lay of the land. I think it's really fun when young people write really melodramatic melodramatic songs. I don't know, something about it that just brings you back to past lives or previous lives as well. Anyways, gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna continue to hear more tracks. We have The Radio Department with Your True Name. That was a single that they actually released January of this year. So it's been a couple months and it's been off my radar, but now it's back on. And I hope it's back on your radar or now on your radar for the first time. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in and I will see you in a bit. Hey! I know what we're listening to right now. I guess it's Takeshi Terauchi in blue jeans. Really, really fantastic Japanese guitars. He's just like crazy. I believe he's like a taekwondo master. But he's also a really fantastic musician who does a bunch of 60s and like in the 60s he did a bunch of like Japanese surf guitar. So it was pretty wild to think about. Like how when surf was emerging in America, like Japanese just like caught wave of that, and Japan just caught wave of that, and it's just like this really fantastic music occurred simultaneously as the scene was occurring. Anyways, that's what we're currently you hear over me right now. Anyways, that last track you just heard was Frankie Cosmos with Cafeteria. That's off of her latest and greatest album, Vessel, that was released off of Sub Pop just recently. This album has been on my heavy rotations list this entire past week. It's so good. If you've been a listener of Fractal Chambers, you probably know that Frankie Cosmos is one of my favorite musicians out there in the world right now. Really, I really, really love and admire her songwriting, how whimsical and kind of like outside of the box it is, and like how her pacing and the words she chooses, it's so good. Anyways, this latest album, Vessel, is absolutely fantastic because I think she kind of reveals more like intimate side of her, or not intimate side, but like rather just it's very, very personal. I guess like most of her music is, but it's really amazing to hear it produced and in a more polished but still raw way, which is really important. If you're into that, Frankie Cosmos, if you're into that and are located in the Bay Area, Frankie Cosmos is playing in Berkeley tonight. Tickets are still available. They're playing at the UC Theater Taub Family Hall, which is, I believe, right near the campus. Tickets are still available. They're about $20. I don't know if it's an all-ages show, but I would double-check. I'm pretty sure you could just Google Frankie Cosmos Berkeley and find out more information. But she's a really lovely presence, so I highly recommend checking that out and listening to Vessel in its entirety. There are some songs where there's one song in the album where she wrote it literally the day after she had broken up with her previous partner, and it's very, 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 because it is the day after, it's still very raw, but in retrospect, if you listen to the song, you realize like, oh, these are all the emotions that you usually go through the breakup, all the different stages about like, oh, reconciliation, like, oh, it's not actually the end, but and there's still potential afterwards, which is a very, you know, it's something that people usually go to when they're not really fully able to, like, release yet, or it's not really fully hit them. Anyways, Frankie Cosmos, Vessel, really fantastic album. I highly recommend you check it out. Part of that, you heard Marbled Eye, which is fantastic Oakland post-punk band. They just released a promo tape of their upcoming album. The track is Leisure. And yeah, it's really great band that have been a part of the scene for a bit. I believe it features member of Unity and Meat Market, and also folks behind Lower Grand Radio. And prior to that, you heard The Bests, which is with their track Whatever, off of their new album Warm Blood that was released by Car Park Records. They're a group based out of New Zealand, so yay, Kiwi Pop still got it. Really fantastic band, a lot of great energy, reminds me a lot of the Spook School band based out of Scotland that I'm a big fan of too. Really fantastic pop. And kicking off that set, you heard The Radio Department with Your True Name. That was a single that was released off their own label, Just So, which is interesting because I think their previous label was called Slotlet, which seems very like true to previous early Radio Department releases, but it's really great to hear them like growing and being less melancholic, I guess. Well, I'm still a fan of that, but it's great to see another side of that. Anyways, I'm gonna keep the music going up next. Whew, this is quite a turn, but you're gonna hear a track off of Mount Eerie's latest album, Now Only. He will be playing in the Swedish American Hall for event series called You're Going to Die. Tickets are still available for that, and I will share more information after the track. I hope you enjoy, and I will see you soon.
I don't wanna live with this feeling any longer than I have to, but also I don't want you to be gone. So I talk about you all the time, including the last day that you were alive. And I hang your pictures around the house for me to surprise myself with and cry. Everybody that used to know us seems concerned. That when you enter my mind, I'm full of the love that illuminated our house for all those years and made this dancing child who tears through the days with a brilliance you would have deepened and sang along with. But you're sleeping out in the yard now. What am I saying? Got a cardboard box full of your ashes and a little plastic bag with your necklace, and I drove back home truly alone. I guess I didn't bury it deeply enough when I poured out your ashes beneath the three witch hazels that you planted in the yard a few years ago. In a triangle for us, where me and the kid were rolling in the grass the other day, and I saw actual chunks of your bones, bleached and withered, unerasable. You're still out there in the spring upheaving, coming out of the ground. Air. Is that exact fragment your finger that once caressed me not that long ago? I still can feel it. And is that other shard a piece of your skull that once contained the wild brain that used to overflow with loving? Undiscovered and gone. And now just solace creeping in while I laid there on the moss.
Hey guys, welcome back. That was Earth by Mount Eery, released off of their latest album, Now Only, put out by Phil Everam's own PW Everam and Sun Limited record label. Anyways, that was a lot. I've been a big fan of Phil Everam of Mount Eery and Microphones ever since I've come across The Glow Part 2 and then Lost Wisdom when he collaborated with Julie Doran of previously of Eric's Trip, and who has a bunch of fantastic side other personal projects as well. Really, really great musician who has a really forward way of talking about things, he's a really fantastic musician where everything he writes is inspired by real events, and only recently he just started recalling things that actually happened, and he's just a really fantastic musician, writer, communicator, all those things. And he's playing as a part of You're Going to Die, which is a nonprofit organization that whose goal is to bring people creatively into the conversation of death and dying while helping to inspire and empower them out of the context of confronting loss and mortality. So he's playing with that organization next Saturday, the 21st. Tickets are still available, and that's going to be at Swedish American Hall, and it's going to be a really fantastic show in a great way. It's going to be really, really good. It's going to be a great experience to see not just Mount Eery, but having people have this really frank conversation, and it just seems like a really therapeutic night. I guess we have 5 minutes left of the show. We're gonna leave you guys off with some tracks. May or may not come back for another air break before the end of the hour. But if not, I'm just gonna tell you what you're gonna hear. Up next, you're gonna hear Speedway, which is this fantastic pop. I wanna call them pop. It's kind of like this retro-y pop group based out of Portland, Oregon. He runs record label Suitors Club, which has a really fantastic releases. Speedway collaborates with a local Bay Area artist to create this like immersive experience between his music and visual art. Really fun stuff, really retro-y, really great. And all of this stuff, I believe, is recorded via a cassette deck, so you kind of hear that like low fidelity to it. It's really great. I hope you enjoy. Anyways, this is TV House by Speedway. Maybe gonna play another track after this. You could find it on the track list at BFF.fm. The show is Fractal Chambers. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Clementine, and I hope you enjoy. I'll be back in 2 weeks to play more sentimental pop songs. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and take care. Until next time. Bye. Thank you.
Good morning, San Francisco. It's Karina here with Hello Sunshine, and I'm going to be here for the next hour. You just heard Fractal Chambers on Best Frequencies Forever, BFF.fm. I'm going to start you out today with a band who I assume is called Henry Flower, but if you take all the vowels out,